We are learning Maseches Bava Basra of Tezvav Amud Beis. We're starting 12 lines from the top of Tezvav Amud Beis. The word, first word of the line is Ha'olam Meisve. Meisve, Chosid Hoya Ba'umas Olam. First, it says in this Brisa, remember we have a Yaman D'Yama who said before that he was from the Oile Gaila, which means he came up from Golis and Mesmerish of Tverya. Sounds like he's a Yid. And now we had one kasha from the Nevuas that sounded like it was a Goyim. No, he was a Yid, but he was Nisnaba. He said Nevuah for the Goyim. Now we have a kasha like this. It says in the Brisa, so, there was a chassid in the Baragayim. His name was Iyav. He only came to this world, to Makabal Schar in this world. Hashem brought Yisurim to him. And he started with Mecharef Megadav, which we'll see, it's not so poshut. Kafala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar Ba'el Mazeh, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch gave him Schar Ba'el Mazeh, because after he had all the Saris, he recouped all his losses, and he lived a lot of years, he had more children. Kedei, L'tardah Min Olam, in order to give him all the Schar in this world, L'tardah Min Olam HaBa, to get all the Schar in this world and not in the next world. So what do you see? First over here, Chas Rav Umas Olam. So Klar, he was a guy. So the more you write, Tanoyim, the longest Tanoyim. The time that the writer was Omer, Iev may shvaita shayftim oya. Iev was in the days of the shayftim. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk in Iyoiv, hein atem kuchem chazisem veloma ze hevel tavalu. And you see, there's a lashon about that time. That why are you saying why are hevel tavalu? It's lashon of that the whole entire world that time was hevel. Ezu dar shakule hevel hava. Which dar was full of hot air? Havaimer, the Dairish of Shvaita Shaiftim. That was the time of Shaiftim. The Shaiftim starts off, but he made Shvaita Shaiftim. It was a time there where the people ruled the Shaiftim. And we'll see what that means exactly.
According to all these stuff,
yeah.
What apparent advisors was in here, or was it a different year?
Which advisors? Oh, yeah, that was different. That's a Medrash. It's not even brought down this Gemara anywhere about that. That's being a riot to that child. It's like a funny. It's a Gemara and Saita. Yeah, it's not. That wouldn't be the same year.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Could we don't hold that medrash? That medrash is a Chazal. It's not. So this Mandiyam. It's according to that Mandiyam. Same thing. Like where's the Eve wrote a Sefer? It's Shmuel wrote a Sefer. No one agrees to that. The same type of thing. Meshuvah Karcha Eimer Eve Me'achashverish Haya. Eve was in the days of Achashverish, which is similar to the Mandiyam before that he was Oyle Goyle, which is by Rabbi Gaul's Bavel and the Gaul's Bavel. In the whole land, the whole world, there was no Noshim like the Benois Iyav. Ezu Darsh is Bakshu by Noshim Yafis. Have I made Darsh Achashverish? Frank Devar Ame David is in times of David, which is before the first base of Mekdash. It says by David in his old age, it says, Bakshu Nari Yafa. So, Devar Hassam. B'chol Gvul Yisrael. There, the Vakshu Nayyaf B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Hocha B'chol Aretz, and that's why it's similar to Achashverosh. So it must be that, because it says by Iyav, Le'nim to Noshim Yafas, Kibnais Iyav B'chol Aretz. So therefore, it makes sense. It was in the time of Achashverosh. Ram Nasal Eme, Iyav Me Malchus Shavaha. He was in the times of the kingdom of Shava. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, which, Me'etz Hashem soon, at the end of the Shir today, we're going to go through a lot of Sukkim and Iyav to see exactly the story, but it says that when Hashem decided to let him have Tzaras, so it says, "Vatipol shiva, vatikachem, v'esana orim hikul ficharav, v'molta rakani levadi lahagilach." It says that the malchus came and clamped down on them and killed them all. So you see, in terms of malchus shiva, and also you see in the pesukim also malchus cast them both same time. Chamayim iiv me cast them ayish. Shnemar cast them some u'shloish rashim. V'yeshayimrim iiv me Yaakov ayish. Iyav was much earlier, in the times of Yaakov, but Dina Bas Yaakov Nasa, and Dina Bas Yaakov married him. Ksiv Hacha, it says here in the Pasuk by Iyav, it says, Vayomer Eleha, Kedaber Achas HaNavolos Daberi, Gamas HaToyv Nekal Meis Lekim, and it says also Navolos, and it says also by the story with Shechem and Dina, Ksiv Hacha, Kedavolos also by Israel. So Akapon, we have a bunch of different Yomrim, where either is Meis HaShoiftim, or in the Meach HaShveirosh, or in the May of the days of Shiva, or days of Kastim, or days of Yaakov. And we're looking for Tanoi here. Remember, we look for Tanoi that we had a Brice of Sefer Furish that Iyav was Me'umos Olam, and they were looking for Mandiyam August. And the Gemara says, "Bekulu tanoi, all his tanoi, svirlu the ear of Yisrael, hayola var miyashoyimrim." All the tanoim that say he was meach hashveres, meach shvayt hashoyftim, bimei shiva, all of them hold that he was Yisrael. And besides for the man Yoma who says that he married Dina bas Yaakov, Bekulu tanoi svirlu the ear of Yisrael, hayola var miyashoyimrim. This agadat mumusayil mahava. If it would be mumusayil, Basa shachem Moshe mishari shchina v'chavim. After Moshe was nifter, was there ever shari shchina v'chavim? Amar mar bikish Moshe shle tishra shchina v'chavim. But not like, because we know in Parashat Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem that you should not be mashi shchina any guy. That will be separate. Only us. Only we will have neviim that will have the shchina shayra, and no one else. The Nevi'im will give them, what do you mean? Which, all those Nevi'im, yeah. All those Nevi'im were before Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a kasha. We're saying that it must be Yisrael. And it must be that those Nevi'im were Yisrael also. It has to be. Because if not, then you have a problem here. But like upon him, the Rasha was very busy. Look, heard that Bilam was after the Pasuk in Kisisa that says that Beneflinu Aniva Amcha. And really, Rashi asked the kasha there in the Chumash, really. So he says, Elamaisa, someone answered because it says after Mace. The whole tefillah was after he dies, there won't be anyone with Nevuah. And Taka, after Mace, Bilam died this before Mace Rabbeinu. So therefore, it's not a kasha from there. But he asked this question. He said that he says, he brings down Rashi Chumash, asks the kasha. So we're answering because maybe Mace. Chumash Pirish Rashi Almeimra de Shmaitzin, Ve'ein Dvarav Shel Bilam, Ide Shriya Shchina. The way Rashi answers the Chumash, that Bilam didn't have a Hashra Shchina. It was Noifel Gluinayim. Ve'ilai Dov Ve'yigunav. And Uprisha Le'iyav, Zakhtam Hasharim from Hashar. Hoyt Zvezeh, Dechol Nevuois, Lumos Oil Moihoyo, like Ein Zeh, Beseser of a Geneva. Ve'chenu Ve'medrash. He brings down from the Bilam, and he says, that's how it is. That would answer all these questions. But he says, Da'odvar Ve'ilu, Sarsim Sugar Shmaitzim. Then we came, Noli Di'ev Mishra Hoyo. So he says, the argument is not like that. After Moshe died, that's what he answered, that Ika Kasha. But the argument is saying is, after Moshe died, there was no Nevuah to Mosaylam. And all those Madiyamim were saying that there was Nevuah, must be, holds that in Yisrael. So we have our Machlekes Tanoim. So the Gemara, Rav Yechanan, Doirei Shal Iyav Shot of Bezima, the Dor generation of Iyav, what they were full of snow, so Yoshinam says the Pasuk came out them, Kulam Chukam Chazisem, Loshim seeing, Loshim Staklus by rice. But Lom is the Hevel Tabalu. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi Nechzabach. So you see that there's Loshim Nechza when it comes to Znos, when it comes to Noshim. Aim of Nevuah, meaning the Loshim Chazisem, Loshim Nevuah, the Ksiv, Chazoyin Shiob and Amites, and Kil Lom is the Hevel Tabalu Lomli. It says, end of that Pasuk, it says, you see that it causes hevel, so it must not be a loshon of nevuah, it must be a loshon of a staklus but arise. Well, Rav Yechon reminded the in the pasuk, "May shvayt hashoyftim dar was a dar sheshoyfet as shoyftav, that the people ruled the rulers." Well, how was that? Amaloi. If the shoyfet gave Musa, said, "Tol kisa beinecha, take out the splinter from your eyes," whatever it's a. It's a reference to doing tshuva. Our Maloid used to say back to you, tell Kaira Meinecha, you have a big Avera, you have a beam in your eyes. Amaloi Kasbechoy Lesigim, if the Shefet told the Klal that you have impurities in your Kesef, Amaloi Savach Mal Maim, your wine is mixed with other junk, with water. So why is that worse than the Kesef? Because before we had a Kisev and a Kaira, a splinter and a Kaira, here, why is it worse? So the Mefarshim answer, I think it's Nachas Moshe, answers that by Kesef, that has impurities. It's not something you did. It comes with impurities. You have to clean it out. Mashaykin, if you mix wine with water, something you did. So they said, yours is worse. You did it on purpose. Omar Shmuel Bar Nachman Yom Yonison, Kol Ha'Emer, we're going to learn next Gemara, Peter Marasha. Omar Shmuel Bar Nachman Yom Yonison, Kol Ha'Emer, Malkas Sheva Isha Ha'Isa, in El Atoya, which means those that say, we know that Shiva definitely was a Malka, was a queen. But those that say that she was a queen was not because she was the royal family. She was married to a king. She was like the second gentleman. She was the married to a king. Is that, that's not the pshat. My malchus shva, malchus shva. She was be'etzim ha-melech. She was the queen. She was a real queen. She was the royal family. And not that she was married into the family, as she was the wife of the one who married. Malchus shva was a real queen. Once you mentioned shva, that's why you mentioned that. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Now we're going to start discussing the psukim in Iyov. When we start discussing all the psukim in Iyov, we go through a lot of psukim. This is already, the first pasuk we start with is from a pasuk Vav and Zayin, from the beginning of Iyov. It says beginning of Iyov like this. These are malachim that came with siyatzav Hashem. And the satan came as well. Hashem says to the satan, "Ma'ayin yav tavai? Where you coming from?" Vayana satan at Hashem vayomer, "Mishut ba'oretz u'mishalich ba." I'm coming from the oretz mishalich ba. That was a lashon. He said, "Amul afana." What do you mean by that? Amul afana baruch shloim. He told Hashem like this: "Shtati b'chalam kulay. I just went around the whole entire world. Lo mitzasi neman ka'avdecha Avram." I didn't find anyone as demek avdech Avram. You see that from the lashon. It says vayoyimer meshut ba'aretz mishalach ba, and Avram says lashon shemar taloi kum hisalach ba'aretz arkol arach ba'chalat nena. Vafilahachi, even though you told him that you're going to give him the land, filahachi b'shoshloi matzamakum likvar asari. He didn't find a place to bury asari. He had to buy for a lot of money. Atukonam dal meishal kesef lehirach midasecha. So they were there schmoozing kaviyachol. And Hashem asked Satan, where you from? Where you come from? He said, I just came from the entire world. There was no one as big as Avram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan, Hasamta libcha al avdi Iyov. This is Pasuk Ches, beginning of the Sefer Iyov. Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan, Hasamta libcha al avdi Iyov. Did you ever think, see Iyov, my Eved Iyov? Kein kamoy baretz, ish tom v'yashar, yirei lekim, v'sami ra. Right, but he was talking about Avram. This is Hashem talking. Hashem is saying that did you see Avram? It says more by Eve than said by Avram. That's all it says. And the reason is because mixes shvach lefano. What's Taitz Ma'ay V'Samira? Or Rav Bar Shmuel, Iyav Vatr M'mayna Haya. He was a Vatr in his money. He wasn't cheap. Min Hagash L'Oilam, Nois and Chatsi Prut L'Lechem V'ni. The minute was like as Rashi explains. Let's say you owed a Poyal a half a Pruta. So you didn't want to give him, you can't split a Pruta in half. So what do? You just tell him, go to the store with this Pruta, give it to the Chem V'ni. He'll give you a half a Pruta's worth of food, and the other half pruta will be my credit. This way I won't lose my half a pruta. Because I give you the whole pruta, I lose half my pruta. So I have an idea. Go to the store, buy, and you get half the stuff, I get the half the stuff. But Eev just gave it, keep the change. Eev, Vitra Mishloi, he was Vat Mishloi, and that's called Sumira. It's an interesting lesson. Usually that's, I say type, not Sumira. But the Sumira, kids, that was the Hashem says, tells the Satan, you didn't see my Eev? My Eev has all these milas. Vayana Satan is Hashem. Vayomer, so a Satan answer back. So Vayomer, Achidam Yorei Iyav Elikim. You know, is it a big deal that he's Yorei Elikim? Haloyata Sachta Ba'adoy Uvad Beisu Uvad Kol Hashaloi Mesoviv Ma'is Yoda Berachta. First of all, he said you watch him from everything. And Ma'is Yoda Berachta Mekneil Peretz Baretz. First of all, his Ma'is Yoda are gebenched, and his cattle is Paretz Baretz. Has millions of cattle. What does it mean that my Ma'is Yod HaBarachta? What does it mean Ma'is Yod HaBarachta? Omer Rav Shmuel, by Yitzchak, Kalneito Pruta Me'yoiv Mizborech, got the bench. The Ma'i Mekneo Paretz Paretz. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Mekneo Shiyov Paretz HaGiddush Loilam. They changed the nature of the world. Menhagish Olam Zahav Marugim Ha'izim. The wolves kill the Izim. Mekneo Shel Iyav, Izim Hargus Ha'Zeim. It worked the opposite. The cattle of Iyav used to kill, the Izim used to kill the Zeivim. So it says in the pasuk, that's what he tells Hashem. So Uva Ulam, so Hashem says, V'ulam shlach no yodcha v'gab v'chol ha'shaloi, im lo ya panachi v'racha. This is the Satan continues, it says like this, You protect him so much. What's the big deal? He's so good. He has everything. He has all brachas in the world. You know what? Satan says, let's shlach no yod cha v'ga b'chol ha-shaloi. Let's destroy him. Let's see if he still keeps his faith. You know, problem. Everything he has is in your hands. But don't hurt him himself. Mitaka went out. And what happened? His sons and daughters were drinking, eating and drinking wine in the Bukhara's house. Umalach ba el Ioiv. It says in the pasuk that the malach came and said that the boko was charshoyz vasonis roisadeim. What does that mean? Which means the lashon here, it says the boko charshoyz vasonis roisadeim means that the boko plowed and that day already something grew. Already the asonis were eating those the rice. They're already grazing already. And what happened? Top on base. So it's missing a pasuk here. Now missing the pasuk says what happened. This pasuk says Roy Sadeim. It says the whole story that they were all sitting there, Banav Amnaisav, and the animals were eating. This is pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. It says in pasuk Tezvav Vatipol Shiva. This the Malchus Shiva that came Vatikachem Vesara Arim Hikul Ficharav. He took all the animals, killed the kids. The Malta Rakin Levedach Hagelach. And then it says Vaita in the pasuk. Oizem medabe, v'zeb ba v'yomer ishal kim naflam in hashemayim, v'tivar batzoyinu v'na'orim, and killed the tzoyinu v'na'orim, v'toichlev v'moltavakim v'achalagloch. Oizem medabe Vaita. Another thing happened. V'zeb ba v'yomer kastim somos loy shiroshim v'yifshtu al gemalim. They took all the camels v'yikachum v'sanorim hikul v'charim moltavakim v'alecha. Because a bunch of three things already happened that they took all the children, they took all the animals. And the whole house where they were collapsed on them. So right now what happens is he loses all his possession and all his children. There's nothing left. All his animals are gone and all his children are gone. No. That wasn't born the same day. No. He's saying what happened in the year of his time. First of all, they were sitting and eating. And also, in his field, you know what was going on in his field at that time? The thing that happened every day by him. That the buck or his car show, he's saying, this happened all the time. That happened in the past 5 years. This is part of Ia's life. Ia lived in, he had everything. He had everything he wanted. He lived in Gan Eden. That's where he lived. Lived in paradise. That's where he lived. And he lived in paradise, and then he had everything, and then one day everything came crashing down. All his children got killed. All these armies came and took everything he has. What happened? Vayokom iav yikras mi'iloi. He ripped his clothing. Vayogaz es roishoy, and he ripped out his hair. I can ask me hey, Aduda. It says lo sikruchu karcha al roishoy. So that you could look at the Yisrael if they speak about it, but the Deres Elio, which is in Eoy, which is the Goyin, talks about this, and he says that he didn't rip out the hair completely, he just cut the hair. So that does not go into the Islam, but that's what he did. But that's what he did. Goy,
it's not a problem.
If he's a Goy, it's not a problem. We're talking about Eoy was a good person, either way. Eoy was someone who's a tzaddik, Siddur tzaddik, so I'm not sure if it's not a problem. If it's considered tzaddik, but you're right. If he's a goy, he doesn't have that lab. You're right. But Yomer, Orom Yitzosi Mibet and Imi, the Orom Oshuv Shama, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avirach. And it says that he got up and he said a bracha. He said Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. I realized everything's from Hashem. Hashem took it back. Yishem Hashem Avirach. That's what he said, and he was not. And it says in the pasuk after, because Zois Lechotayiv Vleinosan Tiflo Lekim. He did not. He was not rebelled against Hashem, and he did not say anything bad against Hashem, and he passed the first test. And at Hashem, tomorrow we will continue as the Satan tries to get him to do an Avera.